WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Day to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. Hope your day is starting off well. Mine kind of is. I was just having a little trouble here positioning the microphone, but working on, I'll keep messing with it as throughout the course of the day. If you saw the test video I did on Facebook yesterday, I put on the WBSM Facebook page. I was trying out the live stream option. Not that I, you know, necessarily know if it's something we're going to do all the time, but I figured I would get the system in place to be able to do it. And, you know, maybe you get a good guest in the studio or something. It's worth recording the video and making it easy to put it back. We used to have that all the time, but we had somebody here that was running it. That was what made it work, was there was physically somebody here that was sitting on the other side of where I am, switching from shot to shot, putting graphics up, all that kind of stuff. And most importantly, keeping the licensed music from playing over it and things like that. Well, we made a few adjustments. So now it's something that we could do in the future if we wanted to, and if it's something that you wanted to see. But at the very least, you know, it gives you a little bit of insight into what it is that we do here. So I don't know if you caught this, but we have a new program here on WBSM in the morning. So apparently the satellite programming that we carry when we're not live, you know, so it's a mixture of different types of programming that we do here. We have our local shows that are obviously myself and Chris McCarthy, Barry Richard, Brian Thomas, Ken Pittman, Paul Santos. We have other shows where it's people who have businesses and do shows related to those businesses. Like Money Matters, Retirement Factory, things like that. We have the Happy Bible Hour with Pastor Ardith. We have all these different types of programming that's local. And then when it's not local, we carry satellite programming. So like the Howie Carr Show, even though that's local to Massachusetts, I know Howie's in Florida now, but you know what I mean. It's a show made for Massachusetts people. I mean, that's still local, but it does come in via satellite. And same thing with all of the programming that happens the rest of the time. And I'm usually not listening to that. I don't get any alerts if there's something wrong with that. You know, we have all kinds of alerts set in place, but that doesn't necessarily give me an alert. And so I had no idea that apparently the 4 a.m. hour had been empty because they canceled the show that we were running and I didn't get any notification of it. And they didn't replace it with something else. They just stopped putting it out there. So our system was still set to broadcast that and we were broadcasting blank space. And it was happening, I guess, on Sundays as well. We found out about it a couple of weeks ago. We thought we fixed the problem. And then instead what was happening was it was defaulting to what it was doing before. So we had to call the network and have them kind of go in and reconfigure things. So we thought we had done everything right on our end, but we had no idea that it was empty. Thank you to the couple of people that reached out on Sunday and said, hey, you've got dead air, because that's what led us to realize like, oh, okay, we've got to get this fixed. So yesterday we were able to get that fixed. So on Sunday, Shouldn't have that blank space anymore, that dead air time. You'll get the best of Larry Elder in that time. If you were listening to Dennis Prager before, that's the show that's not there anymore. So it'll be the best of Larry Elder on Sundays. And we may be configuring some of the weekend programming a little bit with the satellite shows, because I just assumed that people weren't paying a lot of attention on the weekends. I just assumed that people might have had it on in the background, or you have it on in the car while you're driving around, but you're not necessarily invested in listening to an entire talk show on a Sunday because you've got other things that are going on. And what I'm finding is that's not the case. People are tuning in. They want to hear these conversations. And what you're hearing a lot of on Sundays, Saturdays as well, but I don't worry about Saturdays as much because, you know, people are pretty busy. And that's the day that people are doing their fun stuff. Sunday might be when they're doing things that they got to do. But you're getting a lot of stuff that was from earlier in the week and is kind of outdated. So I'm just looking at some options and working with our broadcast operations manager, Jason Kent, to find some programming and maybe tweak the schedule a little bit to have some things that are a little bit more fresh. Again, it's got to come off the satellite because nobody's here to run things on a Sunday. But there's probably some satellite programming we can bring you that's a little bit better than, you know, something that happened on Monday or Tuesday on Sunday. So just looking into that. But as such, you know, I'm surprised that nobody told me that there was an issue with 4 a.m. I don't listen that early. I get up at 4, but I'm, you know, doing prep work for the show. And usually that's the time period that if I'm trying to catch up on some podcasting, you know, some of the, like if I want to listen to one of the interviews Chris had, I'll be listening to that. So I had no idea. But now, because we have a show on Mondays already, Capital Week in Review, I believe it's called. It's basically a show that looks back on all the things that happened in Congress over the week. And I think that's an important show to carry. When the previous show that we had on, they canceled that show. And Jason and I were talking about what could be in that place. We looked at their show and I said, I like that. That's an important thing that we can say to people. If you don't pay attention to anything in the news all week long, anything that happens in Congress, you can tune in on Monday mornings and get up to speed. So that runs on Mondays still. But Tuesday through Saturday, we needed to find another programming. So I was looking at some of the options and I found one that I thought would be pretty interesting because we have a lot of folks here who listen to the station that are big Second Amendment supporters. And by the way, so am I. I'm a gun owner. You and I might have a little bit of a different interpretation about, you know, what the Second Amendment covers and what should be permissible for people to own. We might have differences in that idea. But I fully believe in the right of a person to be able to arm themselves. So we know that that's a popular topic. We know that we have some local gun shops here that advertise with us. And they say to us, we get a lot of people who come in because they hear about it on WBSM. So we know that it's something that you're interested in. So now, Tuesday through Saturday at 4 a.m., you can tune in to Armed American Radio. And I'm telling you this because if you're listening to me at 6:22 in the morning, you might be somebody who's listening to the radio at 4 in the morning as well. Or maybe you're already up, but you hadn't turned on the radio yet. Maybe this is a reason why you do. I'm a huge fan of America in the Morning. I think that's a great program. I usually get to hear, you know, a good portion of that because I'm already getting ready to come in and driving in and all that. And I think that's a great program. And I tell people all the time, like, even if you don't listen to me, if you're up that early, listen to that show because it gets your day started off pretty well. But so we started carrying Armed American Radio, 4 a.m., and it focuses on the Second Amendment and everything related to the topic. So Mark Walters is your host. They've been on the air for over 15 years. And you're going to get topics like constitutional rights, the politics of guns, safety and training issues, political efforts to infringe on your freedoms, gun grabber groups and their lies, new products, living a concealed carry lifestyle, concealed carry techniques and methods, grilling while armed, and everything else related to your right to keep and bear arms. So hopefully you enjoy the program, and let me know what you think. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
You know, my favorite radio show is Coast to Coast AM. George Norrie.
I like it, too, and I wish we could carry it, but it's not something that's available to us.
No, it's not?
No, but I am looking at the possibility of carrying a similar show.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's very interesting. And, you know, the science, everything. It's just a great show. There's a lot of commercials on Coast to Coast AM, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got a real... There is a lot of commercials, but that's when you time your bathroom breaks and your coffee and all that jazz, you know?
Exactly, right. And I used to listen to that. First of all, I listened to it overnight when I was up that late, but then when I was working early in the mornings, what I would do is I had a Sirius XM radio that could record, and I would record that show and then play it back later and spend my whole morning listening to it. But now the bigger problem is, again, you know, we've got to have something that we have access to, and also it has to be something that... you know, it can only air if another station isn't airing it in the same area.
Yeah, I know. You got XTK. They broadcast that, and it comes through really nice too. But I'm a big fan of BSM since, you know, like the late 80s.
Thank you. I'm sure if you know Coast to Coast, you know John B. Wells.
The name sounds familiar. My favorite guy is Richard Sarin.
He does a great job.
He's great. I love his voice. You know, when he starts out and he's saying, like, you're sitting in your trailer, and he gets mm-hmm. this, like, vision. And, you know, I happen to have bought a mobile home, you know, and I'm so like, I'm feeling it, man.
He's looking right he's looking right into your home while he's doing that.
Oh, yeah. He's got a great show. And, you know, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Connie, but, you know, sometimes I tune in. It depends on what they're talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know? But yeah, I'm a loyal fan, and I'm a loyal fan of WBSM too. I like Howie Carr too. I love Howie Carr. But I had this discussion with Ken. Good radio is when you get both sides of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You're not being sent just one side. You're being, you know, you let two, you know, remember Pat Buchanan and Barry Lynn?
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that. You were probably working at the diner then, you know? I don't know. They had a great show. That was a great show.
I mean,
you know, those guys were.
Yeah, anytime you can. Anytime you can do that, you're not only, you know, getting, you know, both viewpoints from the host, but you're also getting viewpoints from the callers from both sides as well.
The comments, like, it's like anything. You know, you read an article, the comments are always a little more educational than the actual story that you're reading, because so many people know so much. You know, and so many people know so little, and you got to filter that out. But, you know, yeah, it's good radio. I like good radio. I'm a middle of the road guy. I don't want to be, you know, I'm not like, you know, left wing, and I'm not right wing. Right in the middle. Educate me.
Well, here's...
help me reinforce my opinion, or change my opinion. I'm open to it. You know.
Here's the other thing, too, though. Good talk radio doesn't have to just be political, either.
No, it doesn't. No. I mean, I like when local radio, you know, local happenings, local history, you know, that's good radio. Good radio is when you are fixed in and you're having... I had one of those crazy moments with Howie Carr years ago. He had gotten a call, and it was just, wow, you know, I was blown away.
Yeah, we need more phone calls that are like Mel's hole. I don't know if you're familiar with that call into Art Bell, the guy who talked about he had a hole in his yard that just went forever, and it became a regular thing. Yeah,
I've read the story. Yes, I like to go onto Coast to Coast website and just dig up old stories and just read them too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
some of the stuff's interesting. You know, there's a lot to see in this world.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. I got to take a break here, but we can take more of your calls coming up. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
Are we closer to no tax on tips? A bomb threat in the air, grounding a plane out west, and Elon Musk cutting back on political spending.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Department of Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem is defending the potential suspension of habeas corpus in a Senate hearing yesterday. Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire asked Noem to define legal right to due process.
A constitutional right that the president has to be able to remove people from this country
Habeas corpus, that's incorrect.
The Trump administration has floated suspending the legal right to due process to help with its crackdown on illegal immigration. Noem later said that she supports habeas corpus and added that she also recognizes the president's right to suspend it. The No Tax on Tips Act is moving closer to reality. It's moving on to the House after it passed unanimously in the Senate yesterday. Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen of Nevada called for immediate passage of the bipartisan bill, and there were no GOP objections. The bill establishes a new tax deduction of up to $25,000 for tips. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas introduced the No Tax on Tips Act earlier this year. President Trump floated the idea during his campaign, and Democrats also supported it. Eliminating taxes on tips is also expected to be included in the upcoming House GOP mega bill. An arrest has been made after a Hawaiian Airlines flight from San Diego to Honolulu was grounded yesterday morning because of a passenger making a bomb threat. 35-year-old John Stay facing state and federal charges of making a false bomb threat and faces up to a year behind bars if convicted. San Diego Harbor Police say he told a flight attendant the passenger next to him had a bomb, forcing the flight to be grounded for several hours. All 298 passengers and crew were evacuated, and nothing suspicious was found. Elon Musk says he's done enough when it comes to political spending. The tech billionaire planning to reduce his financial contributions after flowing millions of dollars into the 2024 presidential election and other campaigns over the past year. Filings show that he spent at least $250 million to help get President Trump elected to a second term. However, Musk hasn't completely ruled out contributing and told reporters, "If I see a reason to do political spending in the future, I'll do it." You want to be where everybody knows your name. It's last call for Norm Peterson. Lisa Carton has more details on the passing of Cheers star George Wendt.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norman?
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
Cheers star George Wendt is dead at the age of 76. His family said he died in his sleep on Tuesday. Wendt starred as Norm Peterson in the hit sitcom and was nominated six straight times for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series at the Emmys. After Cheers went off the air, he was given his own sitcom called The George Wendt Show. Wendt also appeared in films like The Little Rascals and Airplane 2, the sequel. I'm Lisa Carton.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox blanked the Mets last night, 2-0. Those two teams back at it again. Tonight at Fenway at 6:45.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good morning on this Wednesday, waking up to a gray start, and that's just how we're going to end the day as well here. Clouds are stubborn. They're sticking around all day long. Temperatures as we wake up in the mid and upper 40s, and this afternoon we're only getting into the low and mid 50s here on the South Coast. Definitely a day for an extra layer, at least a sweatshirt or something like that as you're heading out the door. Mist and drizzle still stays put along the coast as we move move into the afternoon. And then we introduce a couple of showers later in the day, especially after 5 p.m. It's not a washout of a Wednesday, but it's not bright and sunny either. That said, Thursday is looking like a wash. Heavy rain and gusty winds on the way with a late season coastal storm. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. Of course, that was yesterday's news, but I let Mike Roberts know he's got to update that in the system. See, that's the thing is when you're doing 20 different jobs like Mike Roberts does, you know, you pre-record the news and drop it in the computer and say, you know, that way there, I don't have to wait for you, Weisberg. You can just play it whenever you want. Because I don't know if you noticed, but I miss that half hour mark quite a bit because I'm talking to a guest or got to run a break or something. So I just let him know. I was like, oh, you got to drop the other file in. So got an app chat message from the Pork Man who says, syndicate some progressive shows for God's sake. There's plenty out there. Actually, there aren't. You would think that there are. And there may be in the course of, you know, podcast world or streaming world, there's a lot of progressive shows, but there's not a lot of progressive shows on the radio networks that we are contracted to. Believe me, I have looked. Most of our networks that we work with, what we are getting is conservative talk. And that's why I'm looking for some things that are a little bit different, just because what I find is these programs, and it's not like they're bad, but it's the same thing from host to host. It's the same topics. And so you've got 3 hours of this guy talking about something, and then 3 hours of the next guy talking about the same things, and then 3 hours of the next guy talking about the same things, because most radio are people coming in and out. You, the WBSM audience, are an anomaly in the fact that you turn on the radio, you leave it on, and you're listening to all this programming. And so with that in mind, I want to diversify things a little bit more, give you some different topics, and I would love to put on some progressive shows, but we just don't have any that are available to us. We have had progressive shows in the past, and they didn't go over very well for different reasons. Sometimes it's that they didn't last, that their network pulled them. Years ago, we ran the Stephanie Miller Show, which I was very excited about at the time. This is before I worked here on a regular basis. I was just doing spooky. But I love the idea of having the Stephanie Miller Show because I remember her late night talk show from the early 90s. And I thought she was very funny, and I liked the way she talked to guests, and I thought it was going to be something similar to that. Well, it wasn't. It was political, and she was a very liberal person and had liberal people on. And the problem with it was very bawdy. She came on the very first show we ran of hers. She was talking about her genitalia. And the phone lines here lit up. The next day, they got all kinds of complaints from people who said, you know, this isn't appropriate for the radio. And so they didn't keep her on very long. And I guess she was trying to be, you know, a little Howard Sternish, but that doesn't necessarily work anymore on broadcast radio. So it's a challenge. I went through all the shows that are offered to us, and I don't have the authority to start, you know, brokering new network deals and all that kind of stuff. I can just look at what we have and say, yeah, I'm going to swap this out for that. I don't know anything about like signing contracts and all that kind of stuff and what we're required to do and all. No. I just basically look at something and say, well, that's fresh. I'd rather have something that's fresh than something that's a repeat. So I'll keep looking and I'll certainly keep checking, but they're not really investing too much in those because they know that that audience, for the most part, is a streaming or podcast audience. And that's why you see so many of those podcasts become hugely successful. So, yeah, I wish there was more, and I wish that some of these... But here's the other part, too. Kind of like the dirty little secret of radio is if or and podcasting is if somebody's got a successful podcast, like no radio company could offer Joe Rogan a deal that would make it worth it to him to stop doing what he's doing and go into their format and their structure. Because it's just, it's two different things. The way that they do it. I like working in a corporate structure because it makes it really easy for somebody else to figure out the tech and all that kind of stuff and how to launch these new initiatives and all that kind of stuff. And then I just have to come in and do those things. I've also run a show where I had no radio support and where everything was done on the internet and it was all done ourselves and it was hard. It was a lot of work. It was, you know, finishing a show at 4 a.m. and then spending another hour editing and uploading and putting it on the website and putting it out to the podcast and doing this and doing that. It was a lot of work. And I didn't have a, you know, a team of people like a Joe Rogan does because, you know, obviously we weren't successful like he is. But it becomes kind of a labor of love and then you hope that it hits. Now, there's some, obviously, you know, when celebrities come in, like, and people forget that. Part of the reason that Joe Rogan became so popular as a podcaster is he was already pretty popular as a UFC analyst. So he came with and a comedian and the host of Fear Factor. So he came in with an audience already. And that just helped push it to new levels. But not everybody, you know, even celebrity famous people hit that stride. Not everybody cares, you know? If you're David Spade and Dana Carvey and you're out there making money on the road and being in movies and whatever else they do, you know, you don't care if your podcast is as big as Joe Rogan. You're happy just to do something that you like doing. And hopefully it pays for itself. You know, I find that the people who are like, I'm going to make a podcast and it's going to be, you know, we're going to do this, 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 and this, and it's going to make a ton of money. Those are the people that fail because podcasts have to not feel like they're a commercial venture. Aside from, you know, the squatty potty ad every episode. But anyway, it's a different thing. I mean, there can be some crossover. Obviously, Spooky South Coast was an example of that. It works as a radio show and as a podcast, but not everything is built that way. And not a lot of, you know, a lot of people who host podcasts like the freedom to be able to use whatever words they want, not have to worry about FCC fines. And anyway, I hope that you enjoy the Second Amendment show if that's your thing. And if it's not your thing, you probably weren't listening at 4 a.m. anyway, because you would have already sent me an email this morning saying, what is this show? 508-996-0500. We can talk about some other things today as well. Of course, all the things that are in the news. One of the things that I thought was an interesting part of the discussion with the mayor yesterday, and we got a press release on it beforehand, is New Bedford now officially being designated a Purple Heart City. And a lot of people have been questioning this, and not just here in New Bedford, but in all these other local communities where it's happened over recent years. They've said, you know, what is this? Why is this? And I look at that as saying, It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. It's a nice thing to do to honor the veterans, especially those who receive the Purple Heart, for making significant or perhaps the ultimate sacrifice. It's just really, what does it cost? A couple of signs? So it's just a nice thing to do. And it is a movement. It is something that was started by the Military Order of the Purple Heart, and it is a chronicled thing. They have a website where they have the Purple Heart Trail, and there are people who do go and visit these Purple Heart cities and visit their veterans agents and say, tell us about your Purple Heart recipients. So I think it's a great thing to do, and obviously the perfect time to do it, not only with Memorial Day weekend coming up, but also this is National Military Appreciation Month, I think is the way that it is. You know, I saw that going around as a meme last weekend where someone posted up, you know, they have a whole month dedicated to Pride. When are they going to have a whole month dedicated to our veterans? And somebody responded, you're in it right now. So it's the perfect time to launch something like this. And there will be a ceremony or kind of a formal day of recognition of this, but it'll be on August 7th because that is National Purple Heart Day. So I think that's, you know, just well-planned timing on the part of the city in both counts. I know this was something that was being worked on a couple of years ago. I don't know why it didn't get fully finished. I don't know why we have Acushnet and Fairhaven both designated as Purple Heart towns and they don't show up on the Purple Heart Trail on the website. I don't know if that's just that the website, you know, needs to be updated from the Military Order of the Purple Heart. I don't know. But the bottom line is it's a nice thing. And also in that story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, you will find all of the Memorial Day weekend activities in the city as well. Everything from all the different individual ceremonies and observances to the parade. All the details are in that story about the Purple Heart City designation. And hopefully you can get out to as many of those as you can. Going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Welcome back in. So, again, if you haven't seen the Jimmy Fallon and Paul Rudd version of that, where they remade the music video shot for shot, it's excellent. Also, there was, I think they called it the greatest night in television or the greatest. It was a thing that came out about 10 years ago now, where it was Paul Rudd and Adam Scott doing what was supposed to be the biggest event in television history. And what it really was they just remade some 80s TV show intros. So they had a great one where they did Bosom Buddies and Simon and Simon and all those are worth checking out too. But maybe you are the king of wishful thinking or the queen of wishful thinking because you've been thinking how great it would be to get out to Las Vegas to the Sphere to see the Eagles in their final performances. Well, you don't have to wish anymore. You just have to enter to win because we are giving away a trip. Each day at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m., we'll tell you the title of an Eagle song. And when you hear that, you just go to the WBSM app or the website and you enter it in the appropriate box on the appropriate page. But you enter it in, and that's going to get you entered to win 2 tickets to see the Eagles at the Sphere in September, round-trip airfare for 2, a 2-night stay at the Venetian, and $500 in spending money while you're in Vegas. So you can enter to win at WBSM.com or the app, whichever one works for you. And you can get details at both of those places to learn a little bit more. But your first code will be coming up at 10 a.m., then at 2 p.m. and at 5 p.m. And it's brought to you by the DeMello International Center in New Bedford and Tank Exchange. Gonna take one more break here before the end of the hour. We'll be right back. And we're gonna be going into the news. And when we come back on the other side, we can